We are joined now by Penla Christian pitcher, freshman pitcher. I got to remember the year because she's only a freshman, but it feels like she's been around with this softball team for a couple years. Laurel Rosenboom, she got the win in game one tonight for Penla Christian, which helped them take the season series here over Newton. Laurel, let's just start. This team has put in a lot of work over the last couple of years to get to this point and just kind of building this program back to a spot where they can go out and take some of these games in Little Hawkeye Conference play. What does it mean to be able to go out there tonight and get the job done for your squad on the mount in the circle?
It honestly just feels really good. Like, we haven't, especially last season, we haven't been winning games like this, these close games, especially in the second game. It just felt really nice just to be in control, especially on the mount or in the circle. My dad always talks about it. It's just really tough when we face these teams like DCG, Norwalk. I always just feel like they're the ones in control in the batter's box. So it's just, it felt really nice to finally be the one coming out on top.
Well, and you talk about that too. I mean, the schedule is not easy. And, you know, you've had a couple of these games this year where you've been able to come out and, you know, put together some really good performances against some of these top quality teams and able to do so again here against Newton tonight, especially after they kind of had your number that first time around too. How much sweeter did that make it to come out here and find that success after that early season result?
Yeah, honestly, it felt really nice, but just the fact that we've been able to play these teams like DCG and Norwalk again, like, they've honestly been preparing us for the rest of the season, especially postseason. We've been playing this tough competition. So when we face these easier teams, it just feels, like, easier, I guess. Like, it just feels like we've been preparing for this all season, and, like, especially in practice also. We've just been putting in so much hard work, and it's nice to see that it finally paid off.
Well, and you talk about, I mean, last year as an eighth grader, you stepped into a big spot there, and you had to put in even more work because, unfortunately, the season kind of got cut short for you there with an injury there, and then that injury re-flares up this winter during some travel volleyball, and I know that it took a lot of hard work to get cleared for that first game there at Dallas Center Grimes, and just talk about that process of just trying to get back onto the field to be able to be in a position here to help your teammates get to the position now where, you know, you've doubled that win total on the season from last year.
Yeah, it's just been so much work. The day I dislocated my kneecap again, I knew I was going to have to get this surgery. And in that moment, I was just determined to come back and be there for my team because I knew what the season lied, like what we had coming. So I just really put in the work during physical therapy twice a week and just doing my stretches, doing my exercises, making sure I could be there for my team when the season came, especially since we had DCG doubleheader first game. I just really felt like I needed to be there for them.
Well, one of the neat things here is we're talking to Laurel Rosenboom of the Penla Christian softball team after they take games 2 and 3 in the season series here against Newton. That's really fun for you, and I don't get to talk about it a ton because there's so much action, the fast-paced nature of softball.
Yeah, totally.
As you're out there with older sister Brynn, I know that that's something that's really fun. Just talk about what that means to be able to go out there and compete at this level with her and be able to knock off some of these teams, you know, Penla earlier this year as well as now Newton twice tonight and some of these other games that you guys have been able to take this year.
Yeah, it's been super fun having even 3 years with my sister as an eighth grader. We just have, like, I guess kind of a special bond. It's been super fun playing with her, and I'm right after her in the lineup, so we always just have, like, not, like, just these short, special conversations with each other. And, yeah, and I also have a younger sister coming up later, so I'll never be alone.
Yeah, I'd say that always makes it fun, too. And you've got dad out there, too,
yeah.
Right?
Whole like, family.
And as a coach, too, I know that that's one of those things that's kind of an interesting dynamic, right? And
yeah.
I know he calls the pitches for you, and I know that even last week kind of listed standing by the dugout during a game that we weren't up here broadcasting. I heard it make some comments of like, I know she doesn't want to throw this pitch, but we need to throw this pitch and things like that. Take us through that dynamic as well.
Yeah, he's been coaching me since I first started playing softball, kindergarten. He's always been my coach, so I'm super used to, like, our dynamic. And I love having him as a coach, honestly. Like, I just love how he coaches, like, his approach to it, because he knows how to stay super calm and collected when I'm, like, other people can't, I guess. But I also can get a little comfortable, so, like, when he calls a pitch I don't want, I'm like, what are you doing, I guess? Like that he knows what I like to throw and like what I feel comfortable with. And so he's at all of my pitching lessons. So he just really knows me super well, like better, obviously better than any other coach. So it's just been super fun this season and other seasons.
Well, and I know that this is just a fun team in general, but one thing that we haven't really touched on is just some of the things that have kind of changed that allowed this team to find that success here in this year. What's kind of the thing that, if you had to pick one or two things that you feel like have kind of changed within this group, even as we've gone throughout the season here, that have allowed them to just kind of take their game to the next level and find that success here in Little Hawkeye Conference play?
Well, first of all, we've had so many people coming back from injuries, like Chloe Snyder coming back and myself. And just we had so many little injuries last year that just costed us some games. But just our growth from last year, like as Coach Mindy says, we're like building that wall, which we really started last year. Like we've been doing things in practice that we didn't even think about doing last year. We've just really been putting in that hard work during our practices, like the few practices that we get during the season. But it's just been fun to see us grow as a team.
Laurel, appreciate the time. Fantastic job tonight on the mound. Only giving up one hit against the Cardinals and getting the win there to start off. A great night of softball for the Eagles. Again, congrats and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Laurel Rosenboom, your game one winner for Penlick Christian here on 92.1 KRLS following the Eagles sweep of Newton here on Monday night.